and I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois voters head to the polls today with a crowded state of primaries that bring together political comebacks, open seats, and early maneuvering ahead of the 2028 presidential race. At the top of the ballot is the fight to replace the longtime Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who's retiring after five terms. The Democratic field includes Congress members Robin Kelly and Raja Krishnamoorthy, along with Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, who has Governor J.B. Pritzker's endorsement. On the Republican side, former state GOP Chair Don Tracy and attorney Jeannie Evans lead the pack. Krishnamoorthy enters the race with a massive fundraising edge, reporting more than $6.5 million on hand. Voters will also choose nominees for governor. Four Republicans are vying to take on incumbent J.B. Pritzker in November, including former state senator Darren Bailey, who lost to Pritzker in 2022. As of Friday, there were about nearly 9 million registered voters in Illinois. The state does not register voters by party. About 857,000 votes were cast in the 2022 Democratic U.S. Senate primary and about 715,000 in the Republican. Roughly 33% of total votes was cast before primary day. More than 535,000 ballots had already been cast in the primary as of Friday. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is co-leading a coalition of 16 attorneys general filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The department last year threatened to defund fair housing programs in Illinois and other states unless they stop enforcing guidelines aimed at preventing housing discrimination. Here's Raoul.
These actions are part of a broader, ongoing pattern by this administration to subvert the legal protections our country has put in place to combat discrimination and to tear down the hard-fought progress we have made for civil rights.
The lawsuit alleges the department's actions are unconstitutional and could make it more expensive for states to enforce fair housing laws. The Illinois Department of Revenue is advising taxpayers to be aware of upcoming changes from the U.S. Postal Service that could affect how tax documents are dated and processed in 2020, the date of the first automated processing scan, but it may take longer to reflect the actual day a piece of mail was dropped off at a local post office. Read more at WSIU.org.